tape. Just about got one side done, and I realized I had it turned down real low, and so and had the music kind of background. It was all about all you could hear was music, and then news came in back in there someplace, and was, so I was talking between or against the newsman too. Okay, I'll put the mic down on the rack here now. Yeah, let's see. Today's 2nd, and I got your package and your calendars, and I got those labels and everything today. So thanks a million for everything. I hit the jackpot today. I'm trying to think of what all I said on that other tape now. I just got done taping. It was all goofed up. Well, the camera was okay, and the box was in real good shape, and it was in better shape than the first box, in fact. That first one, the bottom was starting to kind of come out of it, you know, that one fruit cocktail kind of busted, and I guess the juice in that kind of made it weak. And let's see, what else did I say? Well, my leg, it's still kind of goofed up. It's, you know, it's something like, it's not my back, it's my leg. And something like Jim had, remember when I was on leave and he called up and was complaining about maybe he slept on his billfold and he was kidding about his money, so much money he had in that. And he said he could hardly walk on a thing. Well, that's what mine is. It's up in my hip. It comes right out of my hip and down on the calf of my leg. And it is better though today. I've been off of it all day yesterday and today, but just getting up to go to the job more or less, and that's about it. And haven't been putting much weight on it. And it was getting whereby I couldn't even walk on it. I'd have to stop every once in a while. It hurt so bad until the pain went away. And I'd walk a little while, and I hurt all the time I walked down, but it would just keep building up and building up until I stopped. You know, took the weight up for 1 foot, then let it cool down a little bit, and then go on it again. I think that if I get by and get over this, tomorrow I'm going to go over to sick day and see the flight surgeon and see if I can get some of those muscle relaxer pills, and I'll see if I can get rid of the rest of this tomorrow. And then I'm not going to carry a billfold anymore. And I was thinking that you could probably drop it in a little envelope or something. One of those little plastic card things, like, you know, you get for the West Dying Out. I think those little cards are in there in the top drawer there someplace. Some little plastic thing to put in, my cards in. And over here, actually, is all I need is just my ID card and my ration card for cigarettes and stuff. And they got this MACV card that you use it to get money orders and stuff like that with. And it's just 3 cards that I really have to carry, and I could just carry them in my shirt pocket, and I wouldn't have to worry about sitting on a billfold in that. And a lot of times that leather, when it gets real hot, I break out on my rear end for, you know, it's pressing against the sweats there a lot. And probably better all the way around if I just got away from carrying a billfold, a little fat billfold, sitting on it all the time, you know. It might be just pressing on a nerve or something there that I don't know about. Well, I played your tape and about the earthquake and that, and you was telling how when you recorded before that I'm lighting a cigarette right now. It's about 6:15, and I started this tape about 20 minutes ago. I was just about done with one side, and I said that let me play it back and see how it sounds on this new tape, and couldn't get anything. I had the volume turned way down, but still the radio in the back was still taping, see? And the voice part, my voice wasn't. It was just barely coming in. And, let's see, where was I? I can't think of... I'll play it back here and see how it sounds. Oh, yeah, it's about that earthquake. And you were saying how that You put the speaker on top of the TV and it didn't come in very good. Well, on a tape recorder, if you look on the side of it, I think it says external speaker. On mine it says EXTSP. And it's the very bottom hole. And I'm looking at my radio one, but they all got them. And or it might say auxiliary. And there's a little cord you can take, and it's a little jack deal. That it's a wire, and it's got a little bayonet thing at each end. And you can get one of those up there at that Ball Electronics. Just tell the guy what you want it for. You want to take from a radio or from a TV. And it, check on the back of the TV, and you'll see there's a little hole there, and it'll say the same thing on that. And you can just plug that into the TV and plug it into your record player and to your tape deck and turn it on, and it'll tape right straight from the from the TV itself right onto your tape. I mean, I'm not saying to do that, but I mean you can if you want. And it's just like guys making tapes, you know, they get new tapes, blanks, and then they'll take and, like, they'll get two of these things here, two different tape recorders. In fact, there might be one of those jacks in that Sony 500, or that Sony 530 tape deal. I think there is one. And you can plug it from one set to another set to tape, you know. So then another guy can tape off your tapes that way with it. Yeah, tomorrow I think I'll try and go over to sick bay and get some of those muscle relaxers. And I hope they do the job, because it just seems like now it's just a tight muscle from my calf up to my hamstring up there. It just kind of hurts, and it doesn't hurt nearly as bad as it did like when I was walking on it. And so maybe tomorrow it'll hurt real even less, and then those muscle relaxers might do the rest, and I'll go back to work Thursday. You know, I'll just take it easy, try and keep off my feet quite a bit for a day or so, you know. Yeah, maybe I can get rid of it. Sure hope so. I'm sitting there looking at all my prized possessions here in my camera, and my calendars, and my candy, and potato chips, and all my goodies and everything. That ham spread really looks good. And I haven't made it to chow since Sunday, and I just been eating snacks and that I had here. And that saved the day, this package coming in today like this. And this guy down at work brought all my stuff up to me tonight when I got done work. I just got here a little while ago. And let's see, I ate all the crackers, and I got more crackers here. And I had crackers and peanut butter for lunch. And so I get another supply of crackers in. And the first one, that one package, there's two packages in that crackers, and one looked like, well, I told you the box looked like it had been kicked in one side. And that's probably what busted that fruit cocktail. And one side was pretty much crumbs on those crackers, but I ate that one first. And I finished off the good side today, or the good part. Yeah, I think that this half-hour tape is going to be a lot better. And this way I can get something off more often and keep you more current on what's happening around here. And there's still a lot of crap going on up north up there, you know. And they really, back in the States, I heard on the news where this guy in the Pentagon was telling how the bad part of the news, how like, South Vietnamese up there keep losing ground and this and that, you know, how they've been run off of two positions and two hills, fire bases they had to leave. And they didn't say anything about them going up there when they went in there and took 14 of them. And it's kind of one side of the news over here. Like, they got eight of their tanks today, our Air Force, or ground, or air power, got knocked out of their tanks. It was advancing on this one out or one position trying to overrun it. And so it's kind of tease you off to here, you know. It's just, I don't know what the hell that country's coming to. Our country, I mean, everybody's against the servicemen, it seems like. You know, we're against what's really happening over here, and they're trying to make what's right twisted around as wrong, and it's wrong twisted as right, you know. It sure is goofy. Nowadays, it seems like if a guy goes and sticks up somebody, and you go to court about it, well, the guy that did the crime is treated better than the victim, you know. The victim's going to seem like he'd be more trouble than the guy that actually did it. And then they goof around for a few years and then finally let him off anyhow. So, of course, they're screwed up and everything. Too bad that Joe couldn't come over here. He said he was going to get over again one of these days and take an afternoon off. Too bad he couldn't get over here these 3 days that I'm being off now. But he'll probably come Thursday when I go back to work, and I probably won't be able to take much time off because we'll probably be getting pretty far behind. I hate to think of going back there. I've been gone 3 days and take a look at that place. Boy, I'm kind of stopped for words now. I'm trying to think of something. Well, that was a good idea, the way you had everything packed. And that top and everything covering that camera, so it really came, the box was really in good shape. And I got this Popular Science here, I'll read that, and then I'll send it back to you. And I'll just roll it up and put it in the thing you had the counters in, and just saw it off, you know, at one end. And mail it back like that. Oh, I guess I told you before in that one that didn't come out good that yearbook or that book they made over here, and for $69.70 they had some extras laying around, and I got a big envelope from Materiel, from the guy Materiel today, or the other day, and I wrapped it up today, and it's for official use only in that the envelope. So I was going to cross it out, and he said, no, I'm in trouble doing that. He said, mark it from Materiel Officer. So I marked it from Materiel Officer and sent it to myself. And I put in some stars and stripes, two or three old stars and stripes in there that I had laying here in my locker and saving. And I sent some stuff that time. I went to the PX over at Da Nang there. I guess some bunch of little brochures and stuff on tape recorders and dishes and stuff like that. Now, if you want any of that stuff, just tear out the page, and, or else just make an order blank that comes with it and mail it back to me, you know. And it's got real good prices on that stuff, or if you know anybody that needs a good tape recorder or anything like that. And like there's one there, it's, I think it's around 400, and they sell for around 700-800 in the States. You know, real somebody that really gets into electronics and stuff, you know. And dishes are pretty reasonable, and it's good quality dishware and stuff like that. And so if you see anything, just send it on back, and I'll try and get it, you know, put in them. And then they mail it to the PX there in Japan, and then they send it straight to your house, insured and everything, you know. And that's a pretty good deal. They pack them real good, you know. And what else did I put in there? Let's see. Well, I sent that thing back about interest on land, if you wanted to. He said to send it back if you wanted to refinance it. And I was thinking it costs you got to pay off what you're paying right now, don't you? And then you got to refinance it, then you got to pay. I forget how that works, but you gotta pay, you start out from scratch at their rate, and you're paying a high rate there until you get so much paid into the principal again, aren't you? And it doesn't matter to me, whatever you want to do. I hate to finance anything anyhow. I hate to pay somebody interest. I sent this thing for the funeral services we had there.
these guys in the score. I know six guys that got snuffed here last week. Put that in there. And, I guess that's about it. So when you see a big envelope in the mail addressed to me, you know what it is. And I hope it gets there okay. I gotta have it mailed the other guy, get it from the post office and see if they'll take it like it is. Just to me, using that envelope from, and I don't know if I send it free or if I have to pay postage on it, it's kind of heavy. And I don't know what the deal was on that either, but I'll find out. And I'll get it in the mail one of these days.
Looks like on the tape there, 15 minutes, looks like I got about 12 of them gone. So, this should work out about right. I got another side to go yet on this. What happens in one day around here should be able to cover pretty much, in a half hour pretty easy. Yeah, my leg's feeling better tomorrow when I leave sick bay. I think I'll go down to the PX and see if I can get some film. Yesterday a guy got some cigarettes, so I got cigarettes. This guy across the way from me got some Paul Malls. They'd been out for about 2 weeks. I'll see if I can get myself a couple of cartons of Paul Malls kind of stock up here. And if I get the film, I'll shoot the whole roll tomorrow around the area. And if my leg starts getting better like it has been, I can feel a lot better today than it did yesterday. So I'll send that to you. Mostly up here around the Hooch area, and we're only a little ways from the ocean, and let's say about a block or less than a block even from the ocean. I go out there and take some pictures. That's all it is sand out there, and the water looks pretty inviting, and if it's in color it might look pretty good. Well, I'm just about done with this side, so I think I'll go out to the John and try my leg out and see how it's working. This side run out, and I'll flip it over to the other side here in a minute. Like you said, you got to turn it on end, and you can see when you're coming to the end of the thing, but I'm just kind of looking straight at it. It looked like it was empty quite a while ago. It's still clicking away there. Dang, I think it's something else to say here. Yeah, it's 25 minutes to 7, and it's still bright. Bright out here, and the sun hasn't set yet. You can still see the sun, sunshine still shining down. And it's pretty clear today. Give you a weather report, anyhow. Planes are still flying around here, and coming and going, you know how they are. In fact, they're pretty busy right now. They're hauling a bunch of troops, reinforcements up north, you know. And, a lot of activity going on up there. I guess they're sending 16,000 Vietnamese or Vallejos up there, and the Air Force is flying them up to Khe Sanh, and then they go from Khe Sanh into Vallejos there.
Yeah, that leg, it's still goofed up. It hurts like a son of a gun. When I first get up and start taking a few steps, it doesn't hurt until I take maybe 25 or 30 steps, and it starts hurting pretty good. I mean, it hurts a little bit, but then it really starts hurting. And so I keep going, and I finally have to kind of take a rest and just take my weight off it until it goes away, and then start all over again, you know. So I guess I have to go to sick bay in the morning and try and explain it to the doctor what the heck is doing it. I can put my hand right on it up on my hip where it's hurting, and it just feels like bone in there, like it's right in the bone, like. So I don't know, maybe he can come up with something, I hope so. I was sitting here looking at the calendar, and you marked out a lot of markings on it, you know. And this is a good one. On the first part here, it says February, and it's got today, the day you sent this, I guess. And then I got looking through it, and you got all this other stuff on it. And I was going to take this one to work, so I guess I'll hang this one up. because this is a good one to write on. I thought this would be just the one to keep track of the guys when they got duty, you know, duty NCO and stuff like that, and duty sections and different things. But I'll hang this one up here and take the other one, that blue one, down to work. In November, he's quite a bit going on in November. He didn't even mark the Marine Corps birthday. Yeah. That's pretty good, criticizing after all the stuff you sent me, yeah? I'm trying to think of something to say. Well, after tomorrow, if he gives me some pills or maybe give me a shot or something in there or something, I'll get off another one of these tapes to you and let you know what's happening. And I'll keep, I'll try and finish this out tonight and have a guy mail it when he goes to the mess hall in the morning. And I think there's a mail call that goes out early in the morning. And I heard that there was only one at 3, but I heard also that that one in the morning went at 9:30 and then one at 3, too, so I don't know. And I guess we only get our mail in the country now 3 times a week. I think they just changed it. Because I know that one package got here in about 4 days, and this one took about 7 or 8. And because according to calendar, if you mail it 22nd, and today here is the 2nd, well, then it would have been the 1st, and that would have been, 7, 8 days. So it has slowed down a little bit coming in, but it goes out every day, they said. So I'll keep, I can get mail out of here anyhow. I don't know what the heck to talk about. Let me stop and think a minute. I had the Hoochoo here open up, or my nest opened up, and today from the outside, so it smells pretty good in here tonight. You know, it aired it out quite a bit and get that. Oh, it's a real musty smell in the whole place, you know. And I'll take pictures of this place tomorrow if I get some film, get around a little bit, and maybe I'll borrow somebody's flash and take some inside my little nest here. I just saw 2 mosquitoes flying around there. They leave the door open on each end of this thing in the daytime, and then they... starts getting dusk now and dark, and they start coming inside for the night. Those mailers that you sent, or those things, the labels, that'll make it pretty nice just to, slap it in a little mailer, the tape, and just tape a little bit and paste one of those on, and zing, it's gone. So that's pretty handy. That was a good idea. Yeah, I was looking through that Popular Science when I got back from the head, and that's pretty interesting. There's some pretty good stuff in it. Yeah, that crab game, I guess, broke up around 4 o'clock this morning out there. And I guess the guys in the hut here didn't fare too well. The guy across me, say, won about 3.5. And the guy on the left of me there, he dropped 100 or something, and the guy on the other side, me here, I know he lost, and so they weren't doing too good around here. And this is where they set the whole thing up to start with, you know, the house. They buy the beer, I think, for $3 a case, and that's 24 cans, and they sell it for 20 cents a can, so they make, say, $1 something, I think, a case. And so they sell beer to the guys, so they make money on that. And so when they split up and everybody goes home, they got a beer fund here, a mess, you know. And they take things out of that and buy different things for the hooch. But I think there's a couple of $100 in that, and they split that up. They're going to split it up when everybody leaves. That's what they say, I don't know. So anyhow, whenever you get a beer out of the refrigerator, you got your name on a board, you mark your name. And then payday, come payday, you pay for what you owe. on beer. Yeah, let's see, I owed 16 bucks this payday for beer. And so that wasn't too bad. 28 days, I'd about 4 or 5 cans a night. So that wasn't too bad. That isn't bad, because that would be, see, a buck a night would be 5 cans for 18 days would be, or 16 days would be 16 bucks. So I only had about 3-4 beers a night. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, it kills me. I haven't had any whiskey at all, you know, any mixed drinks or anything. And, the stuff's just dirt cheap over here. You know, there's no tax at all on it. And you get a real good stuff for, well, 2 or 3 bucks for a quart, you know. And, I mean, real good stuff. None of that 10 high. Yeah, I was thinking maybe what I should do is get good and drunk, and maybe that would fix my leg up. Maybe that's what it needs, maybe it's thirsty. I don't know. And, yeah, I was thinking down here, you know, I've just been drinking beer, and the last booze I drank was when I was on Oki waiting to come down. I figured down here, you know, you ought to be pretty awake, you know, what's happening around here at night. And so I used to have a beer. And, well, actually, you work so hard and a few beers and you're sleepy, and you go to sleep anyhow. So. Well, I am anyhow. These young guys, I guess they can hack it better. But I know the guy across from me, he's supposed to be to work at 7:30, and it takes about 20 minutes to walk down there, and they got him out of the rack finally at 10 to 7 this morning, and he was up to 4 shooting crap, but he won 3.5, that's the one that won. And I think last payday he told me on the third day of the month, he came down a week before I did, he was over in 361 with me at Santa Ana, and he got over just ahead of me. And I think he said he won $1,200 in 3 days or something like that, last payday. But now paydays, like I said, are going to be every or twice a month, so I expect that I'm going to be back at it tonight. Maybe they are. There's something going on, commotion out there a little bit. Maybe they're going to start another card game. I think I hear the dice rolling. I mean, listen. Yeah, they're out there playing our dice again on the table. So I hope they do better tonight than they did last night. And yeah, I'm about ready to go back to sleep again. Take a couple of those Darvons and get a good night's sleep again. And then about 9 o'clock, I guess I'll go over and see the doc. Yeah, the last 2 days, boy, I've been getting a lot of sleep. And I sleep in the afternoon and the mornings. And I think I'd be slept out, but I don't get that way. I don't really sleep good. I just keep moving around different positions and doze off now and then, you know. Although last night, about 2 o'clock when I went to sleep, and I woke up about 6:45, so 6:20, something like that. And they were still shooting dice out there and making noise, you know. And but every once in a while, guy let out a yell or a scream, you know, he's trying to hit a point or something, and it kind of wake you up, and then you go back to sleep again. And after 2, that was it from about 11 to 2, I was trying to sleep when that was happening, but after about 2, I guess, slept right on through. Yeah, they got a truck that goes up and down the main road over here, and it sprays for mosquitoes, and I guess they did that a little while ago, boy. Really got a whiff of it in here now. It's out come some kind of a smoke and some kind of stuff that to chase mosquitoes out of the area. See, on the calendar, Stewie's got a camp out coming up. Where is that going to be, in the backyard, or is that, is he going someplace? You know, is he going to, what did you say, Eldorado Park was open now for camp house that he thought you might let him go down there. How's Harry the hamster doing? Hamlet, what a name. Is that a girl hamster or a boy hamster? How does JB get along with him? Does he, do they let him out on the rug and let him run around? And if JB goes over to him, is he afraid of him? Or does he just kind of ignore him or what? See if JB's around there and I'll call him and see if he perks his ears up or anything. Come on, JB. Come on. Come here. JB, come over here. Come on. Come on, JB. Now you probably have to play that back and call the dog over and see if he looks around or if he looks, you know, in the air or anything, if he can recognize my voice. I guess this tapes, I guess they change your, you know, unless you get it set just right, I guess the pitch would be way different than what he's normal to. Funny how on TV dogs and stuff will bark and sound real realistic to you, you know, and he doesn't pay any attention at all. Yeah, and that stuff I sent today, I think there's some Panasonic, that's what this refrigerator I got here is. I think there's some color TVs in there, portables, like they look something like that one that we got sitting there now. And maybe before I come back, I'll order one through the, you know, the exchange and have them ship it right to the house. And, you know, then it'll be all, you know, they pack them real good, and so I shouldn't have any problems. I got them on Oki. If I fly out of Oki, I could get one there, but then I'd have to carry it home myself, and that, things are heavy. I could probably, you know, buy it there and take it to the post office and get it within about, a week or two. And if you go through this PX, it takes a couple months. So a couple months before I get ready to come home, I could take and send it then. If I can get my legs straightened out and, you know, get in good shape and get back normal again, when I get 3 months in the country, I might extend for 6 months. And then I wouldn't have to come home in this cold weather, you know, like he said. And I'd come home in about August, or a year from August. And I figure, you know, to be able to save around, close to 10,000 in 18 months over here. And they did have a deal where if you extended, you know, for 6 months, they give you 3 days leave. And they knocked that off, but the Army's broadcasting that right now on the radio, that if they extend over here 6 months, that they'll give them a, and which they're doing, 3 days leave, and they give them a plane ticket to any place they want to go around the world. And this guy that's on there is telling how he went all the way around the world in different places in 30 days. And you can go any place you want, and any civilian airlines and the government pays the bill. That's for the Army, you know. And I wish they had that 30 days leave. I'd take that. See, I don't get any leave at all because I'm way up on my leave. And I can't, a lot of times, or last year, they was cutting guys 20 days and early sent them home early to make it for Christmas that we're getting out in January, or coming back in January, they sent them home for Christmas. But they won't be able to do that to me because my ship over the 27th. So I got to be here in some outfit, you know, and physically there to raise my hand to just ship over. So I'll have to be here for the holidays. And if I extended 6 months, then at least I know I have, you know, plenty of leave time on the books. But even if I had the leave time, I still couldn't leave here because I'd have to be here for the 27th. The time goes fast here, and you got to be in country 3 months before you can ship over. And I figure the 20th of April, if I'm still here, that I'll put in for, I meant ship over by mean extension. I was thinking of extending 6 months in August, and then while you're over here anytime you want, if you got it on the books, you can take 14 days leave back to the States. And I got to figure out my leave. I can probably, I'm advanced right now, but in June I get another 30 days. And I think I'm 30 days advanced or something like that right now. But between the time between now and June, so in other words, what I get in June was just already gone. But what I've got left between now and June, I don't know how many days that'll be. It's 2.5 a month. So I might break it up and take leave back to the States if I extend for 3 months or 6 months. Take some leave after Christmas. And drop home then, or else maybe wait till, well, it'd be about best time, I guess, would be then to break up my tour. Come home for a while then. But we'll see how I make out tomorrow and how my leg goes, you know. Well, I'm looking over here at the tape on and it's about gone. So I better say good night and I love you. And tell Stewie to be a good boy. And tell Monkey hi. And you have to tell me more about her car and your car and my car. You never did say if it was jacked up. I never found out if you got a, you know, and who helped you, or how you got it jacked up or what. And, well, the tape's just about gone now, so I better sign off, and I'll try and get you another tape off tomorrow. And, so don't work too hard, hon. And, stay low and keep your head down, you know. And, say your prayers and everything. And give JB a big bone for me and pat him on the nose. And I guess that's about it, hon. So good night now. And I love you. Hi, hon. Today's the 2nd. I guess I got this volume turned up a little high here. I better turn it down a little bit. Yeah, I went over to sick bay and talked to the doctor, and he didn't get very excited, you know. When I was up there Sunday, the corpsman said, well, he wants to, doctor, I want to see if he's going to, you know, get, I was trying to get these pills. And he said they might want a medevac kit, so that kind of scared me, but this guy didn't seem too concerned, you know. And he just wrote out a prescription. He said, oh, you had this before? Oh, yeah, okay. And so... you know, the ones he gave me was those, you know, those green ones, those big ones. I think I had some out in the medicine cabinet out there. And they're kind of, they got a line down the middle, and the corners are all chipped off around, and they're kind of octagon looking. And he said that they'd relax the muscles and fight the pain. And it isn't hurting as bad when I walk on it. It's still in my muscle part of my leg, though, in my... And up on my hip there a little bit, excuse me. And so I just came back to my rack here. I got up to take a shower before I went over there. And when I came back from my shower, my sheets and pillowcase was gone. And I see no name took them to wash them, you know. And woke up and my sinus was all filled up. My eyes were all baggy, baggy this morning. So just laying around here and my back all the time, I guess my sinus kind of drained on me. And it's not too much happening. I don't know what that was. Not too much happening around here to tell you. Let's see. Oh, I said I got the camera and everything, and I asked this guy if he was going to PX today, if he'd give me some film for a 35mm, you know, a couple of rolls. And he came back and gave me my money back, and he said, yeah, I checked, and all I had was slides. Well, that's what I thought he'd get anyhow, you know.
so I didn't know they had the pictures here now. I know last time I was over here was all I could get was slides, you know. So maybe, if I shoot a row or two of slides, I'll send them on home. And, so, I don't know, the doctor gave me 24 hours off, and I was going to be off today anyhow. And the captain down there told me to, you know, take the 3 days off and then come in tomorrow. So I'm going back to sick leave tomorrow. And depends on how my leg is, if I go down to work or not. And I hope it gets better. And in just a second, I'm going out and get a cup of coffee here. I'm taping this. I got the window open outside here. Still, it's about 5:30 now, and it's still nice and light, pretty out right now. No wind. You get a nice breeze here off the ocean in the afternoon. It's pretty well died down now. It's really nice. I should be out there soaking up some of that sun during the daytime because it gets nice and warm and hot. But I stay laid down my back pretty much. You know, I stay in my nest. Yeah, this tape kind of goofed up when I first put it on. I was watching and it had big loops and stuff in it, but I guess it's okay now. When I first started to tape, well, Jet came through here real low. Must have been shooting a GCA into the base here. And boy, did it make a lot of noise. He was really low and really hauling ass. Looked like an A4, but he come through here so fast that I guess that's what it was, either that or a Phantom. Yeah, he asked me about my mattress when I was sleeping on here, you know. And I got a board under me, and my the rack itself is kind of goofed up. And so I got a board, and then I got a mattress. And I had two kind of small, skinny mattresses. I only had one for a while, and then I got another one. And the other one was kind of goofed up in the middle, and it's kind of sagged in the middle, like, and so this morning I got rid of that, and I switched with this one guy that got snuffed. I went and got his mattress and Baker's, and I put that on top of this other one I got, and it's pretty level now, and so it should be a lot better. Yeah, I hope that helps. Yeah, sitting here looking at this popular science at these campers and all this stuff here. And, you know, they just passed a bill, or somebody did, on GI loans. And the VA gives out GI loans on trailers now. I don't know if they did before or what, but I think it's up to $12,000 that they'll go on a, you know, if you want to buy a trailer. And it's $14,500, I think. It was on the radio over here. I heard it a couple of times. If you want to buy one with lot, you know, finance a trailer and a lot. And I don't know, but nowadays those trailers aren't that bad, you know. The insides of them are pretty nice. The only thing is they're small, but I guess you get used to it. Seems like a real small place always looks like it's cluttered up though, you know. And, well, I don't know, I guess it depends on how you run your ship. If I'm, take one more day off tomorrow, if it's just about, you know, gone away, I might just sort of be on the safe side and play it cool tomorrow one more day. If I do, I think I'll go out and, get some sun. And I took a swimming suit with me, and I left it on Elkie in that box up there. So I guess it's on its way down here some, you know, I don't know when it'll ever get here, but whenever it does, at least I'll have a swimming suit. I guess you can buy them here if you go over to the Mang at the PX. You got most everything, I guess, over there. Yeah, I thought maybe I'd get a tape from you today, and I have something to, you know, talk about, but just sitting here in this room there, you know, that little mess too, there's not much happening to talk about in one day. they played cards again last, or dice last night again. And nobody did anything too great, I guess. I guess the guy across from me won quite a bit. He'd still be there when he came up. He said he's going to ask me if he wanted to buy a locker cheap or a heat locker cheap or something like that. He said he must have got the taste by now that Joe and I met over here, and Lee probably called you, but he hasn't been over since. And I guess he leaves the 12th of this month, so in about 10 days he'll leave.
Yeah,
I'm sitting up here on my rack, you know, sitting up, and my feet up under me. And my back, it doesn't bother me at all. It's just my leg. I can't figure that out. Back feels real good, you know, real strong. It's felt pretty good ever since I've been here, except that one morning when it must have been about, 4 or 5 in the morning when I was at work. And all of a sudden it came on, and for about a day, 2 days there, I could hardly straighten up, you know, and I had to limp it, went down on my leg, and, you know, how. When I was trying to sit, you know, from sitting to get in a standing position, how it'd catch, and I had to walk kind of humped over, like, and it was like that for about a day and a half or two, and then it went away, kind of, but it stayed in my leg. This was last week sometime. I sent you a couple of tapes, but I never mentioned it then. I thought maybe it'd go away. And, but I know now that I'm going to keep these green pills, and when it gets better, I'll just keep on hand, and if it's it comes on again, I'll start taking them right away, you know. Yeah, it's nice and quiet here in the Hooch. I guess everybody's at chow. They got about 4 guys in here that work at night crew, and they go to work around 5. And I guess there's the guys there that chow aren't the club or working yet. And it's real quiet in here. It's real nice. Looking out, it's real nice out there. Just out here on the beach last night about 4 this morning, I guess, they had some boats come drifting in, and they got a spotlight and that out here, and they're supposed to shoot flares and check with the light all the time. And I guess the guy's in a seapond post or something. And there was 2 gooks up on the beach, and there were some boats in real close, and they got a regular command post, and I called them about it. They finally woke up, I guess, and they was just in real close to shore, and that, and they didn't have any lights on, and if they're moving around at night, they're supposed to have on lights. And so they said, no, don't shoot at them, you know, don't shoot unless they do something, you know. And boy, what a way to run enough. They know they're supposed to have lights, and they ain't supposed to be in the shore like that at all. And so finally they's popping flares at them and that. And finally out in the water, their old lights started coming on all over the place, they said, you know. And Christ, the whole fleet could have come on in. And these guys, I guess, were asleep on post. I guess up in Laos, Northern Cambodia, the Vietnamese are pretty busy, so I guess they ain't scooting around much around here, which is a good thing. I just have them stay over there and fight it out, you know. And I guess there's pretty heavy fighting going on over there. Yeah, I tried some of that spread you sent. That was pretty good. Next time you send a box, why don't you try some of that chicken and some of that tuna and that egg salad. I don't know how that sounded, egg salad and bacon. And I don't know, it might be all right. And come the 15th, I'll send you some money, you know, to finance some of this stuff. As it is now, I didn't realize about that check. I thought you could, you know, save it and cash it, but you can't. So I sent that for deposit, and I got MPC. We don't have money over here. We use MPC. And then when you make money orders out, it's a big hassle to, you can only send so much money out a month. And if you send over $200, I think it is, or something like that, you got to go through your CO and get a form signed by him. So, actually, I haven't got that much money. I didn't draw that much in cash. So, I'll draw some next time, and then I'll get a money order and change the NPC in a money order and send you some money to finance some of this box expenses and stuff. Better getting paid every 2 weeks than now anyhow, because if you had to, you know, if you ran short during the middle of the month, if you needed for anything, you didn't have it, you just had to try and borrow from somebody. Yeah, they come out with this pay roster about, 4 days before payday. They leave it up for a day or two, probably more than that, and tells how much you get coming on there. So then you mark on there how much you want to draw on NPC and how much you want in money order. Or if you want to leave it, how much you want to leave on the books, you know, or just, you know, leave it on the books. And then when you put it, what you're going to draw on a money order, as you go through the pay line, where they give you an envelope right there, and it's it's got a stamp up in the corner from the commanding officer here with his, you know, this outfit and fleet post office and all that. And these kids, when they get their pay, well, they got to sit right there and put their money order in that envelope and address it to wherever it's going, and they leave it there with the paymaster, and he mails them out. And I don't see, I don't see how they can make them do that, but they do. And staff and officers, they give you your envelope and your money order and your money. You don't have to stand there and do that. And but I don't see how they can make them, you know, address it right then and there and then give it back to them, and they mail it right out of the country. And, you know, you think it's their money and they think they'll be able to do what they want with it. But they can't. If they say they want to, you know, draw a money order, they're going to mail it that amount right out. Yeah, last night I ate all those potato chips up and drank them, or I had some beer and I ate potato chips and drank beer. It was pretty good. And today I tried some crackers and that spread, and that was good. And what else did I have? Oh, let's see. Oh, I had a couple of those mint, those green mint candies, and I like those real good, you know. And tell Stewie thanks, whatever he got put in there, you know. And I was looking here. Do you see these picture clocks in this Popular Science? I was thinking about Bunky, but you know, all the different pictures turn, little things tell you the time, like the bugs and that. But the thing is, you got to paint it and put it together yourself, and I don't know if she'd be able to do that. And it's a kit. You order it as a regular kit. And I don't know if you saw it or not, but I'll mark it when I send the book back here. And I guess I'll just roll it up and put paper around it and then put masking tape and send it back like that. Well, this side's just about over, so I think I'll let it run out and then turn it over. And it's just about 6 o'clock, and maybe I'll let you listen to the news and see what's happening over here. They got about a 5-minute news forecast. And from where I'm sitting here, you can't even see anything on that other, on this end of the tape, I guess.
Become the longest national walkout faced by that nation since World War II. But as the strike reaches its 45th day today, there's talk of a settlement in London. Representatives of the postal office and the union are discussing a new union proposal. an intensification of the British problem in Northern Ireland, and a report of more British troops going north. Ray Maloney of ABC News has details from Belfast.
The British government, alarmed by the worsening violence here in Northern Ireland, is placing more troops in, and much tougher military action is being planned against rioters. This was announced here in Belfast today by the Northern Ireland Prime Minister, Major Tichis McClark. A further battalion of British troops is en route, bringing the total military force here to about 8,000. The troops are going to be used mainly in the riot areas here in Belfast, and will be given the right of immediate hot pursuit when they come under fire, as they've been doing with increasing frequency recently. Whole areas of the city will be sealed off by the troops when gunfire erupts, and attempts to seize the gunmen before they can escape. Ray Maloney, ABC News, Belfast.
Elsewhere, U.S. agricultural expert Claude Fly has been released by the Uruguayan terrorist who abducted him nearly 7 months ago. The 65-year-old Fly was left at the door of a hospital in Montevideo suffering from the effects of a heart attack that struck him more than a week ago. Fly was kidnapped by the leftist Tupamaro terrorist as a hostage, but the Uruguayan government refused to meet any ransom demands. According to United Press International, military sources in Saigon say South Vietnamese paratroopers at a base in Laos have successfully held out against a 10-hour communist attack. The sources say that battle was one of several in the past 3 days that killed more than 500 communist troops in Laos and Cambodia. United States military sources say the South Vietnamese drive into Laos has frustrated communist plans for a dry season offensive. More South Vietnamese reinforcements were moved into Laos today. A 650-man Marine battalion was flown in by a fleet of United States helicopters. Lieutenant William Kelly's Fort Benning court-martial enters its final phase today. The government will call a series of Kelly's former commanders who are expected to swear that there was no order to wipe out the unarmed villagers at My Lai. And in news from the Middle East, Egypt is feeling somewhat confident that world opinion is on their side. And for the first time, Israel is on the diplomatic defensive. Arnold Collins, ABC News, reports from Cairo.
The ceasefire is due to end Saturday night, but Egyptian leaders are not emphasizing it. They think their diplomatic campaign is isolating Israel, so they're concentrating on diplomatic pressure. Egypt's foreign minister said here in Cairo yesterday that Israel's failure to accept withdrawal, as outlined in Egypt's latest proposals, amounts to a formal announcement of plans for expansion. Mr. Riyadh told Big Four representatives here that they must now make Israel change her mind. Egyptian newspapers say the four envoys, including the American, expressed dissatisfaction with the Israeli stand. Arnold Collins, ABC News, Cairo.
Senate investigators will continue their probe of illegal military club operations today with the testimony of a former club and mess officer in Vietnam. A retired brigadier general testified yesterday that he failed when he tried to alert the Army's top brass to alleged corruption. Tax lawyer William Casey has told the Senate Banking Committee that he will be willing to put his stock holdings in a blind trust. The action would clear the way for his confirmation as chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. An administration bill calling for a $35 billion hike in the national debt ceiling goes up for a vote today in the House of Representatives. It will be the first balloting in the House since the adoption of new rules requiring representatives to be recorded by name on other than roll call votes. San Francisco police have arrested at least 30 persons who took part in an anti-war protest throughout the Bay Area yesterday. The demonstrators blocked the doors of several draft offices after attending a meeting of pacifists on the campus of the University of Stanford. New York police are investigating the firebombing last night of the Iraqi mission to the United Nations. A firebomb exploded outside the building and caused little damage and no injuries. A witness said the bomb was thrown from a passing car. A federal grand jury has indicted the president of the United Mine Workers Union. W.A. Tony Boyle is charged with embezzlement, conspiracy, and unlawfully contributing union funds to political campaigns. Also named in the indictment are John Owens, the secretary treasurer of the union, and James Metz. Metz is the director of the Labor's Nonpartisan League, a political arm of the UMW. Jewish sources in Moscow say Soviet Jews may resort to self-defense tactics of the if the government continues arresting them for trying to immigrate to Israel. Several Jews are reported receiving anonymous letters carrying direct threats of physical reprisal.
Yeah.
nice music, huh?
On the news on the ARF, and all of a sudden it just faded away. Yeah, I was playing the news and on FM and it just faded out. And so I turned it to AM and I got get more stations on AM. Quite a few. You get a lot. You get an Oki in Japan and different places, you know, and I got some Gook station. So I probably enjoy some, you know, Oriental music. Pretty tough, huh? I really can't think of too much to say right now. Oh, he was talking in that one tape about JB found a tennis ball from next door. And I was thinking if you ever get down to those, one of those shopping centers by Goodwill or Disabled Vets or whatever, you know, where they sell stuff, you know, drop in and see if they got any old tennis balls. And, you know, if you could chew them up, probably get them real cheap and get about half a dozen and just give them one once in a while. And I was going to ask you, did you plant tomatoes? You said you was going to plant them. And did you pull all those old ones out on the fence back there? Because they didn't do anything. I was really disappointed in those things. That, you know, they grew and everything, but they didn't bud. And did you plant, you know, buy them already, the sets, or did you just put little seeds in? Too bad you can't get Stewie, you know, interested in a project, you know, for scouts of growing something. You could kind of turn it over to him to keep it, you know, weeded and keep the bugs off of them. Yeah, you hate those big tomato bugs. I wonder who you're going to get to pick them, though. I guess Stewie isn't as scared of them. Yeah, if I extend 6 months over here, it'll be, I don't know if they'll let me or not. It's just going to be a goofed up deal because I won't have the time left in the service at the time that I wanted to extend, see? Because actually my enlistment runs out in December. And if I wait till December, you're supposed to do it before you got less than 6 months to go into the country. So either way, I don't know how the heck I'll be able to. But it'd be, if I did, I'd be coming home in about August and it'd be warmer. But I'd take a leave before that. But my time would run out then. Actually, I'd get home about the 20th of July, wouldn't I? Or what, 20th of June? Let's see. Normally I'd get home 20th of January, so it'd be February, March, April, May, June. Yeah, 20th of July I'd get home. Be a year from this July, you know. Yeah, speaking of, you know, staying here 18 months and the bank, trying to bank, you know, build a bank account back there. If I saved or banked $550 a month, which I should be able to do in 18 months, that'd be $9,900 right there. And I'd probably be able to save a little more than that. You know, it all depends on how much stuff I buy over here. Plus, I got, let's see, I got $30 going to that credit union. Let me see how much that would be.
Yeah,
that would be another $540. So, that'd be the best way to do it, I think, if I got a chance to extend. And then I'd be here for one rainy season anyhow, which I have to be. And I'd be here for a dry season and get out here before the rain started again and get home, you know, when it was warm too. So, but it's just kind of, you know, thinking that my leg's going to be come out okay, which I hope it does. And then if I can do it in any way with my enlistment going to run out on me there, And because if you get less than 6 months and you decide you want to extend for 6 months in, they won't let you. You got to do it between a period of after you've been here 90 days and before you get below 6 months. And so I don't know how the heck they'll work that with me. And if you're married, you got to get permission from your wife. I've written permission. And the single guys, they let them extend pretty easy, I guess. But married guys, they got to get written permission to do it. Yeah, this maintenance captain.
Huh?
Yeah, this one guy that just came in, and he sends a tape every day to his wife, you know. And he hasn't got any for 4 days, any mail. The mail's getting kind of goofed up over here. Used to be real good. And so he didn't have any tapes, so I gave him one of those new tapes, and then he'll give it back when he starts getting, you know, tapes back again. And actually, there isn't nothing's really happening around here to talk about. Maybe I think I'll just wait for a while. Maybe I'll think of something after a while and see. Oh, I was gonna say, did you make that key for that guy, and for it worked there? And I wondered how it came out, if it worked okay. Yeah, that machine needs a lining, I think, you know. And if you really had the patience and sit down, took the time, I guess you can get it lined up right. Instead of trying to, you know, move the key a little bit and guess by it, it should be, so whenever you slap a key and it comes right out right every time instead of trying to guess at it. Maybe I'll do that last lesson tonight. There's four that get a mail together, so I got to get money orders. And if I mail that book to you tomorrow, if I get down to the post office, I get the money orders and the book both. And I was telling this guy I might go back to work tomorrow, and he says, nah. He says, tomorrow they got to change the command ceremony. And he's supposed to have one before, but the guy that was taking over got hit, remember I told you, and they made him back to the States. So we're getting a colonel just came from the States. His name's Riser or something like that. And the guy that we was getting, his name was Pittman. And he's the one that went back to the States. So they're supposed to have that change of command. I think it was last Saturday, and now they got it tomorrow. And I was wondering where everybody was at, and they got a squadron party. It was supposed to be from 4 to 6 o'clock. And people that can go, you know, go drink beer. They got a grass hut there that Special Services has down by the beach. And then they, different squadrons usually, you know, for their parties and stuff. And that's where everybody's at, I guess. There's nobody in here except this one guy. Yeah, it's about 10 to 7 now. It's getting kind of cool out. I think I'll go out in a little while and put my shade or whatever you call it out here down. And I leave it down at night. You know, it still wasn't that warm. And boy, the mosquitoes attacked me again last night. I have to put some of that stuff on again. There's a fan. If you keep a fan going, it pretty well, you know, the air circulating pretty good. It keep away from you pretty good, but I hate to have that fan blowing on me, you know, at night. Yeah, this guy I was talking to, they're getting a truck and they're going to make a PX run. He's got to go up to the FLC. And see if there's anything that came in from Oki, from guys having their stuff shipped down. That comes in up there at Red Beach. So they're going to stop and some PXs and that along the way. The Air Force has got one and the Army and that. And so I'll see if I can, Scott, give me some film tomorrow, and maybe some cigarettes. Yeah, I got that little green viewer. I guess it's goofed up, but you can probably pick up another one cheaper, something if you want to, if I send some slides home, because I think I was talking to him, and if you take colored pictures over here, they cost about $2 or 25 cents a piece. And I think if you get slides, you know, you can look at them and tell what pictures you want, you know, to be made big out of them or anything like that. That's just as good. Maybe I'll invest in a slide projector at that
Japanese PX and have them mailed straight home to you. And that way you can shoot the slides on the wall and blow them up a little bit and see, you know, get a better view of what they are. If you want to have any pictures made out of them or anything.
Yeah, I was just looking. I got one of these catalogs I got here. It's got all kinds of good stuff in it. And I was looking. It's got one slide projector here. It looks nice and small. And Manon's the name of it. And it has, you get six trays with it. And it's got a good lens and a good light in it and everything. And it sells for $39.50. So maybe I'll just take and send this order blank I got to the PX and fill it out tonight and order one of these and send it home. And then all those other old films I got, you can take a look at them too if you want. Should say slides. This one's, you know, it's a remote control and for you know, to adjust it for focus and that, and then also to make it run, you know, as the pictures go through. This here's got an aluminum body, and it runs on 100 volt to 240, and you might have to, like this radio I got, you might have to check it. Yeah, the tape ran out of me, so I had to run it back a ways here and erase some, because I got to sign off to you. And so anyhow, maybe I'll send for one of those tapes, and so I'll sign off and say I love you and good night. Say hi to everybody, and you know, this thing keeps taping. Hi, hon. Let's see, today's the 4th, and I got your tape today that I think you taped on the 24th or something like that. So you must have been out about the 25th, so the mail's kind of slowing down over here, like I mentioned before. And it seems you're getting bottlenecked there in California someplace. I went to sick bay this morning. I got a doctor that examined me real good, and he himself had a back problem. He, you know, could kind of sympathize, you know, and he checked around. He said that there's no nerve deal being put pressure on or anything like that, and it's down on my leg again like that strained hamstring or whatever it was. It kind of settled like there. And so I just took my muscle relaxer pills all day, and I'm going to work here at 3 o'clock. It's about 20 to 9 now, so I'm going to, after this, hit the rack for a while and then go in, go to work and go back to work. And it's still kind of sore, so I got charley horse down below my knee a little bit yet, but maybe it'll work out. And he said that do those sit-up exercises after I saw it gets well again, it gets back to normal. And always keep trying to build up your back muscles, he said. And they said it's something that you probably always have, you know, every once in a while have trouble unless you keep your back muscles built up. And he said it might. He said if I get back to the States and it happens, they have a full test again, x-rays. And he says have that whatever it is, you know, what do you call that when they shoot? He didn't call it that, but when they shoot that that spinal deal to you and have them check out everything, you know. And so I feel a lot better. It still was. I wish it would go away like Jim's did. He said, and the doc said if I could get a hot bath someplace, but there's no place to get a bath around here. And, you know, soak in hot water for a while. And you know, I just made, that's what Jim did, and his went away altogether. He was complaining that time. And, well, let's see. Oh, yeah, I got that one where you and Lee were talking, made a tape for Jill and all this and that. She said that something about that she was driving in her bedroom slippers and capris or something, and she hoped she didn't get a ticket or something. What kind of car did she get, I was wondering. And, let's see.
Oh, yeah, that hamster got loose again, Hamlet, or Harry, or whatever his name is. And JB, I don't think he'll hurt him, because JB's probably scared of him, you know? And does he seem like he's afraid of him? He's, you know, he just goes to a certain distance to him, like he, you know, he does those turtles and that. And he'll go up to those turtles when he used to, and he's just so far, and then that's, you know, back up, he might bark at him and that, and raise Cain with him, but he'd back away. And it's probably the same way with the Hamlet, or hamster. And maybe you can put a collar on him or something, you know, so he doesn't roam around too far. And he was telling about those, I got my camera okay, and I got filming it today. I didn't take any pictures, but I'll get some taken, and I got to get some mailers for it to have them produced, you know, or whatever you call it. And what am I trying to think of? Developed. And or else I'll just, if I don't get any mailers, I'll just send the film home and you can get it developed. Might as well, they'll be slides, and so just get slides made, you know. And yeah, you said your pictures that you got that one out of that some box top or something. I told Bunky about that before. I told her not to do it because they make you send it to them into a certain place, and they knock the heck out of you for the development and return of it, and Kodak and them won't develop it. They haven't got the certain stuff to do it. They got special processes outfits. It's just a gimmick deal. And so don't mess with them anymore. And you went into a big long deal here about these addresses and that on these mailers. And these are the right mailers. These are the ones this guy uses, and they last forever. And you said that the mailer that when I send them home, they're in pretty good shape, and which they probably are. But when they're coming this way, there's so much mail that comes this way compared to what goes home, see? And I think they only ship them. They all get stuck someplace, and they probably send them in about three times a week, and they get handled and kicked around. So that's why they're always worse, it seems like, coming here, because there's more mail coming in than there is going out. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So this other guy uses these mailers. And some way he's got his. I guess the one that sticks on there, he leaves that one on there. And sticks it on there so it goes someplace, you know. That one you get stuck on there. And that one's to you, right? Yeah. And the other one, he's got, you know, that plastic stuff that, I don't know if it's laminated, if he's got it laminated, or if he's got it like that plastic stuff I was putting those stuff for my locksmithing and that in. Anyhow, he's got both, you know, addresses on each side or something like that. And then when the scotch tape goes over it, it peels right off. And when I peeled the scotch tape off of this, it took part of the address here off. And so if you just, if you had them, you know, so a card, and like in the instructions, it said you can use those little cards that you use for...
Yeah, back to Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy across the way come in and bummed a pack of cigarettes. He smokes Camels and they can't get any at all. I haven't seen them for so long, it isn't funny. And I got Paul Malls now, so he's smoking them. He don't go for those filters either. Let's see, where was I? Oh, anyhow, this guy, so then he just takes and he turns it around inside just each time and mails it back, you know, just takes the one that you know, said it takes out. Well, he's got another address on the back of that, and he just turns it around
And in case that gets tore off, it's still got the other end just pasted on there, see? That you paste on. And so, anyhow, the plastic over it, you can still put your stamp on the plastic, and that will come off too, you know, pretty fairly easy. And, trying to, you know, take the Scotch tape off of this paper part itself and kind of rips it. And after a while, it'll just be all Scotch taped up, see? And if you put it on the plastic, it'll peel off real clear each time, you know. So you might get asked some thought, if you know what I mean, because you went into such a detailed deal with me on that. Now I'm doing the same with you, only in a different way. Yeah, let's see. Oh, and you sent that package. You took that one xylophone or whatever it is, or vitaphone stuff to pack that camera with, part of the tape recorder. And if you send me the other half of it, I'll mail that other recorder back to you, because it's just sitting here, and it's, I'm not using it because I'm using the radio deal. And humidity and all this and that over here is really bad on them. You know, everything gets rusty and goofed up after all, and sandy, the sand goes and everything gets in your locker and all your crap around here, you know, sand all the time, in your rack all the time and stuff, you know. And so if you send me the other half to that thing that those recorders came in, I'll send that other one back to you, then you'll have one of your very own to use. Okay? What else have I got here? You mentioned about checks, and that check from that insurance outfit. Well, let's see, the name of it is, I think it's Ken's something insurance. I think it's the only Ken's agency, or Ken's insurance agency or something like that, in the book. And then he has all these other companies that he works for, or, you know, sells for. So if you call him and ask them if they canceled that for sure, because it's crazy, I would have something by now, because it's about the 16th, as I told them to cancel it on the 20th, or about the 14th, I told them I want to cancel it on the 20th or 21st, something like that, I think 20th, midnight. So I should have something, you know, back from them by now. And I think that you can just, those checks, if they get that one and another one, just take them and sign my name for deposit. And the best thing, I think, is just be called that credit union, Seal Beach Credit Union, and ask them how you go about depositing it. And I think they'll tell you just their address and this and that. And just mail it into them. And that last check I mailed to them, before I left, I got these envelopes from them, you know, to mail back. But there is no deposit slips or nothing. You just put your account number on the thing. And I'll give you my account number here in a minute. And you just put that on the thing, and then they deposit to that account number. And actually, I had to use the envelope that I got here from the squadron, because their envelope wouldn't fit that government check. It was too short. So, I think if you just call them, they'll tell you just to put it in the envelope and with the account number, and just sign it and just put for deposit, and it'll go into the account, okay? And then, let's see, January, February, March. At the end of March, you should get a statement there, because I use that address there of how much, you know, it's been deposited. You can tell if, you know, whatever you send in and that, if they got deposited okay or not. So that should take care of that. Let's see. What else have I got on this list here? Well, I had this guy from across the way over here a while ago, and we were
this afternoon I was playing this tape that I got today from you. You had a deal in there and you was talking about that stuff you was going to put in the next box you sent me. And you had that electric thing you plug in for killing bugs and this and that. And then you had a thing in there, and I played it about 10 times back, and I'd play it back and play it back. And I couldn't make out what you was talking about. Save the labels off of it, and I was trying to think what you sent me that I had labels on that you wouldn't know what it was, you know. And this and that. So I played it to him twice tonight, and then he discovered it. He finally made it out. It sounded like something about the paddocks to me. And I kept thinking about paddocks and what rhymed with that and what, you know, I'd have a label for and that. And he finally discovered or figured out it was pellets that, I guess it's some kind of a pellet that you put in and to me it's pronounced pellet, and he said pallets. And he was calling it pallets, and it's, to me you sounded like it was paddocks. And anyhow, I guess it's something that goes inside that bug thing that you're talking about. Well, we'll see when it gets here if there's some pellets with it, or pellets, or whatever you call them, like dog pellets, or dog food pellets, or something like that, and or even hamster pellets. Oh, well, what have you got in that guy's cage, that hamster? Is it all, you've got just bear in there, or have you got, like I told you, my sister had like little wood shavings or something in there. I used to nestle around and run around, you know, they're on that rat family, more or less, a hamster. Only they got different color of hair in that, I guess. They got hair in their tails, haven't they? Yeah, they got, look like gophers a little bit, don't they? And, but they are kind of a lope or a roach family like that. So, well, I'm doing pretty good on this one side here, and it's running down pretty fast, and I just got the tape sitting out here on or the speaker and not touching it or anything. And let's see what else did I write down here. Well, they had a change of command ceremonies today, and they got a new skipper now. And I didn't go down to that. I stayed up here in my nest, try to relax while I can. I think that leg is relaxed as much as it's going on. I just got to kind of work it out. The Charlie horse just, I think if I got a real hot bath someplace, you know, just soaked a while, would probably relax it. But like the guy said, the doc, whenever you're sitting up or standing up, he says all those bones, there's nothing holding them in that position except muscles. And he says, he said all the muscles are relaxed then when you lay down. And so when I go take a shower and I run in hot water on my leg and it, my back, it's still muscles when I'm standing. He said it's still muscle tension there. And I wish there was just some way I could, you know, get where there's a bathtub or something, but there, I can't think of any place there would be one. And if they had one at all, they'd have it like a whirlpool deal here at sick bay. They don't even have any of that. And I was just thinking, I wonder if they do over at Wing, over at Da Nang, at First Med over there. They might have a whirlpool, you know, whirlpool deal. And I might be able to get over there someday and get to that. I don't know. So, and if this, you know, still keeps bothering me, I might go see this guy again and suggest that to him, or ask him, you know, check with him and see if they got something over there that I could take a hop over, or take a few minutes, and they have a landing LZ there right near the hospital, drop me off and pick me up later on in the day, you know. And well, this tape's just about shot, so yeah, I don't know if I've been marking, I've been marking inside one on my bottom mark side too, and so I gotta remember to mark these bears for you so you know which side to put in first. This tape here is just about had it, so I'm watching it go down to nothing here, and we're at the very end of the tape, you know, there's a spot there where it doesn't tape at all, but it still keeps running, so I'm gonna go ahead and sign off on this side, and I'll flip it over here to the
other side and see if I can think of anything to talk about.
I saw the tape. Must have taped that in about 15 minutes, 15 minutes each side, because it's only about 5 to 9 now. I forget what time I told you it was when I started, but it went pretty fast. As soon as I get done with this, I'm going to try and get some sleep. Get up early in the morning and go down to work. Let's see. This is going to have to be shutting off because I can't think of much to say. Well, this guy next to me was up north today, and he said his plane took one hit. Nothing, just small arms fire, he said. So that wasn't bad. And I didn't understand if you said that in this box you're going to send me on these tapes, there's a thing in there to clean the head on the tape recorder, or if it's in one of these, you already sent me. And these ones you sent me, they're all the ones with the green. And they all look the same to me here. Let me check this here again. I know there's a little felt thing on them, I noticed. And that's for cleaning this tape, isn't it? Or is it? Yeah, it's for cleaning the tape that you're running that little felt jobber. So, it must be in the one that's coming, the box you're talking about. Let me check this other one here. And, yeah, these. I'll take these green envelopes here as you send those white, you know, the regular mailers, and I'll put those our ones in here to keep the sand out of them and stuff. Because even in your locker, you get sand and stuff blows, all that dust and stuff blows in there. So, and I got your counters up and everything. And I got one I'm going to take to work with me in the morning here. And let's see. Well, it's been pretty hot today. It's still pretty hot in Hooch here. I got my fan running. You can probably hear that in the background. And, well, like I say, I got the film. And they make a run up to the FLC to look for stuff coming down the Oki. You know, like guys closing it, and they got a bakery up there, and whenever they go up, they always stop and they get a big box of donuts, and we stick them in the refrigerator and have donuts printer a week. They must get a couple hundred of them. They're kind of small ones, but they don't have any donut deal at this bakery they got here on the base, and then they get a few loaves of bread and put in the refrigerator too. So we got bread and donuts, and if we can get up there about once a week, we'll have donuts, you know, in the morning like that, which is pretty nice. And even if they get hard, they still taste pretty good, you know, when they get old and hard. The coffee, they taste pretty good. So, that's a little luxury that a lot of people don't have around here. Well, over here, they, been advertising on the radio about this Sky Marshall deal, whatever it is, and they're hiring 2,000 or something like that, and they're
taking requests from guys, you know, I guess they're getting out in that. And you ought to tell Jimmy I'll check into that, and they start out as GS 4, 5s, and 7s, I think it is. And they ride airplanes, and they work around places where cargo's shipped and this and that, you know. It sounds like it'd be a pretty good deal, and you might, you know, work up to a higher GS rating and civil service, so it's that's a pretty good deal. Let me turn the news on here for you. They're talking about something here.
Over the weekend, showing them the photos and inquiring whether these men were seen in the building, there are indications that two of the men in question were... The FBI has not released any names, and they're not making any comment. It's believed the G-Men are working on other leads as well in their efforts to nab the individuals who caused over $300,000 in damage to the U.S. Capitol. Walter Rogers at the U.S. Senate.
That was Walter Rogers speaking about the tracking of the Capitol bomber. Now that report from Arnold McKay in Paris.
In protest against what they call an intensification of American acts of war against North Vietnam, both communist chief delegates boycotted today's session of the peace talks. Last night, Hanoi's chief delegates, Juan Thuy, issued a statement terming the alleged intensification an insolent challenge to socialist and peace-loving countries, and saying the Nixon administration would have to bear the full serious consequences. This morning, Swan Thuy sent his deputy, Nguyen Minh Ve, to this 105th session, and Ve repeated Swan Thuy's main charge, namely, almost daily bombing raids. The Viet Cong sent Nguyen Van Chien to deputize for Madame Nguyen Thi Vinh, and he repeated some of Hanoi's other charges, that U.S. and Saigon troops are massing along the 17th parallel. This is Arnold McKay in Paris.
Union negotiators walked out of the nationwide railroad negotiation today, and Assistant Secretary of Labor, W.J. Usury, has called for a special meeting in the last-ditch effort to prevent a rail strike. Union negotiating chairman Claude Lane says Union President Charles Luna will decide whether to call a strike of the United Transportation Union. A walkout would affect some 150,000 UTU workers across the country. Usury says in the event of a strike, the union would only call walkouts on...
Well, that was something else in bombing the Capitol there, right? Well, what's this age coming to? And then these McGovern and these guys, these doves and that, and you know, they realize these guys are revolutionary, trying to overthrow the government? I don't know. They probably get a lot of votes, though. But I think old Tricky Dick's got the right idea. I don't see why he should have to go to Congress every time he turns around, you know, and what he wants to do, or why they shouldn't. Well, they shouldn't, just like Johnson told Hanoi when they was going to bomb him, they knocked some of the planes down coming in. They give him notice beforehand that the planes were on the way, and that on one of his State of the Union messages. And he said, and then he turned around and said, we won't bomb this and we won't bomb that. Well, that's stupid. At least Turkey Dick doesn't do anything like that. And he tells the people after we've done it, you know, what's happening. But there's no sense in telling ahead of time. Well, let's see. Yeah, this guy across from me wrote Reagan about the slow mail situation. Like, this one I got today took about a week, I guess. And I guess it just makes makes connections sometimes. I don't know, because otherwise it's been pretty good, my mail. And I got the Newsweek magazine. That's got some pretty good articles in it. And I still haven't got that book and that stuff sent out. And I'll try and take that to work with me this morning. And then I get maybe up to the post office sometime today. I got duty in CO tomorrow. Or assistant squadron duty officer, whatever it is. And, you only get about 2 or 3 hours sleep on that job. I kind of
hate to look forward to that. You sleep on a cot down in the sergeant major's office, and the bugs get in there. Last time I hit it, the bugs kind of torment you. And then I got it again, I think, the 28th. And we're catching it twice a month here now. Maybe next month I only get it once. I got it only once last month. So one month you get that once, and the next month twice. And this other guy across from me, or down, just one down and across, the guy that I lent that tape to last night, he's got it tonight. And then I relieve him, and then the 28th, he's got it. Or the 27th, he's got it again, and I relieve him again. So it just kind of runs in a pattern like that. Let's see. Can't really think of too much to say. Well, the weather's been good here. And, let me check and see if I turn the volume back up on this. Yeah, the volume seems to be okay. I half the time I don't play these back, so I should play them all back and see if they're coming in, if they're missing blank spots like you said that one was. I know the other night, I told you that I didn't have the volume turned up and the radio part was blaring. I had them both playing and it was blaring me out. Maybe I can hear this radio down the hall here. And maybe I'll turn the music on in the background while I'm taping this. So in my pauses while I'm trying to think of something that won't be so dull. Here I go. Little radios are pretty darn nice. And in that package, I sent you a picture of the instructions that come with it. I sent that in that package. That book in there. So, I think the guarantees in there. There's not places that will stay secure with this. And I got a pretty thick book here of cameras and everything you think of this one. It's got a mail order in it. Guy across the hall, he lost 280, he said. And the guys, they do good and then they lose. On their way ahead, they should stay out of those games. One guy dropped $1,300 one night. It was some car guy from Mag 11. And he was right back and last night. I guess he came back a little bit and picked up, made some money back last night. A lot of money. And this is just like Las Vegas, man. They don't mess around. Like nothing under $20, side bets or anything. And this one guy's telling how he, this one roll, he had $400 right now. And he cramped out on the thing. He lost $600 in three rolls on the dice. Pretty rich games they got going here. Too rich for my blood. I'm too stingy with my money, I guess. Afraid I'll lose if I get in. So, I'm just wondering when I'm going to go back to work how things are going to be back there. Probably a lot of chaos. I was just trying to get it squared away and I just shaping up pretty good when I left.
see how these young kids have been doing. You don't want to see like the hawker they take off on you, stuff like that. I guess this guy was telling me today that he was going to bring in my mail and that, but he could never find the cage open. Nobody was ever in there, in the room. And another guy came and told me that they take off from 11 to 1 and just close it up and that's it. So, I have to get on him when I get down there. Yeah, the next, let's see. I'm going to work tonight, get up at 3. And I'll be at most of the night tomorrow night. And I'll probably take off. Let's see, today's Thursday. And I get the duty Friday night. Saturday. I'll probably take off around noon Saturday. So I have a long day and I hope my leg, you know, doesn't really bother me too much. Too much sleep, you know. Because I've been getting a lot of sleep now. Just go to the other extreme. I don't know how it's going to work. It's all okay. I think I'll work just a half a day Saturday and then hit the rack, try and get about 8 or 10 hours sleep, and then go back in about 3 Sunday morning again. So, well, this tape is, the side's going pretty fast. And I got to say, these half hour tapes are the only way to find. I'll play this back in a little bit and see if it's picking up the music and how the vibe and that is coming out of it. I gotta set my alarm clock. I gotta set here for 6 o'clock, so I gotta change that back to 3. I get up this morning and have coffee and then walk down the Chihuahua. It was the first time I went that far on it to see how it was gonna be. I was going to go from there to sick bay, and then I decided to walk back, and I came back about 7:30 up here from the Chihuahua. And I thought maybe I could find a Stars and Stripes or a paper or something to read. And I'd stay down there because it's pretty close to the sick bay. I just walking there to sick bay, but there was nothing to do. Everybody was leaving, so going to work. So I left and came back up here and waited for about half hour, I guess, sick bay to open up. Well, looks like the tape's getting way down there now. And we look over there at it. Yeah, I can't tell really. So anyhow, I'm going to sign off. So say hi to everybody. And tell Lee I said hi. And that Joe hasn't been over since or anything. And, well, I'll let you know how I make out on the duty. I'll probably give you a tape Saturday. And I won't be able to tape it tomorrow night, probably. And, because I'll be down at the line all night down there. And, so, well, I love you, honey. And, don't work too hard. And, tell Stewie and everybody hi. And well, I'll talk to him before he has it, or I'll be taping it before he has his camp on next 12th, 13th, and 14th there since on the calendar. So I guess he's just gonna camp in the backyard, I don't know. Or if he's going out to El Dorado Park or someplace like that. I'll go get a cup of coffee and hit the rack here tomorrow. So, you know, well, today's Friday and I'm going to the Johnson Sunday. Well, kind of urge me to walk out there and then sit down and that. It's kind of sore, but I want to try it today and nothing at all, you know. It would be, make sure I get the date on my tapes when I send them.
I think a lot of times I start in on a tapes before maybe they start recording. So today is the 6th, and it's Saturday. And it's about 10:30 right now. And let's see. I got two tapes from you yesterday. And I had, like I said, I went to work yesterday, and my leg, it's a lot better, and I worked real long hours, and I was up about 33 hours, I guess, when I finally got to the rack this afternoon, and then, and I thought maybe it'd get, you know, my back would get sore and leg in it, and it seems to be working out of my leg pretty good now, and it just comes back just a little bit, and I think it's going to work right out real good. So I'm going to start doing, as soon as it gets all the way out, start doing my exercises again and try and build up my back and that. And if a lot of things to happen, like I told you, when I went back to work, well, I went in at 3, I got up at 3 and went in at 4 and get down there, well, about 3:45, I guess. And then I had to work all that day. And then I had a duty all night. And then I worked today until 1 o'clock. And so I didn't get a chance to listen to your tapes. And so I came up here last night at dinner time. And I had the truck, and so I ran up here and washed up a little bit, and who was here? I was just out there. I had the truck, and I dropped these guys at the mess hall, and I was going to come up and wash up a little bit and freshen up, because I had to stay up all night and from work, you know, and clean up a little bit after work. Excuse me. And so I'm out there. Just got in washing up and combing my hair, and who walks in but Joe? He came back again. And I told you, just as sure as shoot, you know, I laid her on the rack for 3 or 4 days, and then the day I go to work and I had the duty that night, and who comes back but Joe? So I can always spend about a half hour with him, because I had to get back down to the line. And he was over at the club, and he come over. And so I took that tape that he said he got, that one that had, that you recorded with me on it or something like that, to him. And I played him this other tape that you and Lee recorded. And so he's going to come back again in a few days. He said he's going to get out of here around the 12th or 14th, but he said he'd be back before he left. So, and I get the duty again this month, about the 28th or 9th, I think. And so there won't be any sweat there, so I'll be able to get some time off with him, you know. And so he listened to the tape, and we split a beer, and he thought he had a pretty nice house here, nice little hooch, you know. And it really built it up pretty nice in here since I, you know, got here. It was just a rack and just empty space, and I got it all partitioned off, and you know, I took a bunch of this, I don't know what you call it, vinyl stuff, and then I got the whole inside in a real light colored tan, and it's real homey. And let's see, okay, I got down here some stuff to, I listened to your tapes this afternoon, and today it was, it started raining when I left work. I left there around 1, and just as I was leaving, it started to rain a little bit. It's kind of cloudy and rotten all day, and it's big breeze, and the waves are pretty big out in the ocean there. So it's cool and breezy all day, and so I listened to your tapes and that, and then I hit the rack, and I got up just about 7, and I thought, oh, just for the heck would I run over to the club and see what the movie is, you know. So I stayed for the movie. It was one I think I've seen on TV, and but I stayed anyhow, and so I come back, and then went out and shot the breeze a while with the guys in the back, and then I come in and listen to the other, the last side of this one tape of yours. And so I'm going to get you one off here tonight, so I'll get some in the mail tomorrow. So you ought to be getting them pretty fairly regularly, you know. And let's see. Oh, you know, he was talking about
putting, old guy, he's putting Marines back out in the field to protect our birds when they go down in that. Well, like this other one of ours, we finally blew it, you know, and it was up there by Hill 31 where it was finally overrun there. And I guess Gook's got that back, that hill back from the Rangers. And Vietnamese, those Rangers are real good. But the thing is, I mean, they won't run. They'll stay and fight. And it's NABA. They've lost a lot of Rangers up there. You know, they're crack troops. They've lost quite a few of them up there now. And just a plain ordinary soldier, he ain't that sharp, you know, the Vietnamese. And so that's going to hurt them a little bit, you know. And he says, you know, if you go down, I've been down before, you know, in zones and that. And they always get somebody, another plane will always come in, pick you up as they can possibly get at you. You know, your wingman, that's his duty, whoever you fly wing with. That's his first duty. When the playmate goes down, he goes to get him out of there, you know, the crew. So that's not too much sweat there about, you know, bringing troops in to protect you, because they won't bring them in and drop them off. If there's a way to get you out to start with, they might, you know, bring them in later to guard the aircraft when it's down. But as far as the crew and that on the aircraft, they get them right out. And let's see, he was talking about getting the house treated and that. And that stuff will, right around the house, at the edges of where that big thing they put over your house when they use a termite deal, you can see even bushes and stuff around it. Half of the bush is close to the house, it's close to that thing they put over it. It'll look like it's burnt, it'll kill it. Burns is strong stuff, so you better hold off right next to the house there in those tomato plants, or else you know, they'll just, well, I don't know if they're not above ground. Well, yeah, they'll be above ground, so it would kill them. Yeah. And you just tell them how much it cost in that. I was wondering, can you knock that off your income tax for your house upkeep or something like that, you know, when you have the house termite. And there's home improvement or something like that. Can you take it off your taxes or something? And let's see. You went on to say that Suzanne was moving on to an apartment. And I think that's a good idea. You know, it's kind of a cruddy neighborhood where she's at up there. Moyen Gardens. This is real nice right there. And I was trying to think of the name of that place. It's Winter Circle. You said something about Horseshoe or that. I think that's the Winter Circle. It's right across the street there. And so, well, she's old enough. She'd probably go in there and have a beer once in a while. So, let's see. And I said it was rain today and it was kind of cloudy. It was good sleeping this afternoon. I really slept like a log. And like I say, my leg feels a lot better. I think it's going to be okay now. And, these tapes now. You say you tell you when I get low on this and that. Hey, don't keep these tapes. That's a waste of money. Just tape over them again. And just don't buy any more. Just use the same ones. And if there's one special one you want to keep for a second, we'll keep it. But otherwise, don't keeping them and, you know, I'm getting new ones all the time, because just keep taping over them. And that's just like, you know, sending letters, you know, back and forth. And they're expensive, you know, just to keep buying them and that, so don't do that. We get enough now that it'll last us forever, you know. And just keep taping them back and forth. And so I got to get you straightened out too on how to take in, like this one you sent me. You sent two of them. I got two of them. You only put one stamp on one. So on that little card on front with the address on it, they get stamped on their postage due. I get it. It got stamped in red on their postage due. And I get it okay, and nobody charges you nothing or anything. So just use one stamp. However,
we got to take for that one, either one side or both sides, and kind of like, I got some stuff that kind of like laminates them. You got to put plastic over it, see? And you put your stamp on the plastic, and then your Scotch tape goes on the plastic. So when I try to take your, where you put your Scotch tape right on against the mailer itself, when I try to take it off, it kind of pulls the printing and some of the stuff off of the address. So it's got to be a lamination deal, and I got some of this lamination paper here I got from a guy. So I'll fix up some cards, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. And so then when the stamps go on, you put them right on the lamination, and they can X them out or what they want, that one stamp only. And if they mark on their postage due, you can just rub that off, see? But the way it is now, on this one I got from you, they mark postage due. It's in red, and it's right on the address thing, and you can't get it off now. So we have to use this plastic stuff to go over it. And then, actually, if you just have one card with an address on each side, all you got to do is just keep turning it around inside there and then Scotch taping it on again, you know. And just as you, after you put the card in, just put the Scotch tapes over it to seal the package closed. And the Scotch tape comes right off that lamination, you know, off of plastic real good. And it protects the address and all that. And as far as they stamp postage due, you can just erase it off or just rub it off with something. And the same with the stamps, you know. And they come right off and they don't tear half of the cardboard away or anything. I hope I'm getting through to you, do you know what I mean? Well, you'll see in what I'm going to send you, I'll take and put this lamination paper over the address thing. And now, if we had like that lamination paper, you could take something like maybe even just take two of them, take the back off of one, and then paste them back to back, and just put my name, address on one and yours on the other, and then put the paper over this lamination stuff, and just turn it around every time when you want, you know, whichever direction it was going. Just use the same one over and over again, which ought to work pretty good. Yeah, I got this one real nice catalog back here yet from the PX in Japan, and I'll try and get that in the mail tomorrow. And so Suzanne can look over the stereo stuff, and there's a mail order thing she can put down all the stuff, and she can figure her cost right down to the, you know, how much tax and how much it weighs and insurance and all that tells in there. And Santa Ana is in, or Santa, or Los Al and all that, just right below LA, and that's in zone 4 for postal zone. And she can figure out, you know, the prices and costs and everything. And so if she decides she wants to get something, she can, you know, send her a check if that she wants to pay for everything, and she'll know just what it'll cost, and then or she can take and fill out the order blank and that and mail it to me, and I'll put my unit and my address and everything on it and mail it to you, you know, as for the, or even to write to her, and I'll put down bona fide gift, you know, as far as customs and that go. And so, but don't let her have this catalog to keep. Keep it yourself, because there's all kinds of stuff in there, and you can browse through it, man. And I'll get another one, and then if you want something, you can give me the number and what page it's on, that, and then I can look it up in the one I got, you know. So I'll put it in that envelope that you sent me, the big brown one, and try and get it off tomorrow or so. And he mentioned a typewriter for her. You know, I looked in that catalog, and I didn't see any at all. And they used to have them in there. And I know in Hong Kong, it used to be a big thing. Whenever we went to Hong Kong, guys were always buying these typewriters there. And it was a type that, when you type it, it's just like writing, you know, every the letters all form like together, so when you get down, it looks just like it was a written hand. And that, I think that's pretty nice, and they weren't real that expensive, you know, really that expensive. And so if I get up to a big PX, you know, it's got a lot of stuff, I'll check and see if they got them in that PX. Otherwise, I guess I can write the PX in Japan and ask them for some literature on their typewriters, you know, and some prices for them. So I'll see what happens, but I ought to be able to, you know, you have to tape me and let me know what you think, you know, I should do. And if I can't find anything in a PX next time I make a, you know, in a position to make a PX run or have somebody that's going to ask about them, then I'll drop a line to this PX in Japan and ask them for some literature. And they get these, you know, they're small portables, and they write just like words instead of letters, you know, which is pretty darn nice. I know a lot of people were buying them last time I was over here. That was about 5 years ago. But they were getting them out of Hong Kong. So even if I got somebody going to Hong Kong and have them, you know, mail one from there to the States. And let's see, what else have I got on my little list here? I was taken off of your other tapes. Oh, about that beer opener. Yeah, well, it isn't that we're so lazy, you know, to open a beer, but, you know, those big handles, you know, they punch two holes in it at once in this net, and it's a thing you can fasten down, and it stays in one place. So when you open a beer, you don't have to be running around looking for one of those little hand openers someplace, or somebody picked it up and took it to their hooch, another hooch or something, you know. And it's just something that's mounted and stays in one place. That's a, you know, good, one of the better parts of the deal, you know. So I don't know if, like you said, Rex was going to open a pool hall and beer place. And so he'll, if guys are going to bring a certain type of beer in, you know, they'll be competitive. I think, I don't know, he hates Olympia, I'm pretty sure. And I forget who he, or Olympia, maybe he buys in Lucky Lager or somebody. I know he was mad at one of those distributors. And, but the one he does business with, you know, just to have just one kind of beer, not different kinds of beer, just to get the business, you know, they'd do about anything. So if he just asks them or mention it, they'll be glad to, I'm pretty sure he'll be able to get one pretty easy. And, you know, the salesman will go out of his way a little bit to find, you know, find one just to keep him happy, to make sure he gets his kind of beer into Joe's, or to Rex's joint, you know. And, let's see. Oh, he was talking about, well, I'm just about done with this site. I'll let it run out. And I was going to say something that Lee, you said that Lee said, or no, something that about whenever you mail something, you got to put the return address on it. And he was asking Lee how she got the cigars through the mail. Anyhow, I left off cigars through the mail. And so don't worry about my cigarettes or anything. I can always get C-ration cigarettes out of C-ration, which I did for a little while. There's only four in a pack, you know. So you got to get five of those little packs to make a package. And they're kind of stale and humble, but at least they work, you know. And I got about five cartons now. So when I start getting down to two again, I'll start shopping around. And sometimes they have them pretty often, and sometimes you just have a dry spell, like on certain brands. And so anyhow, Joe was telling me, yeah, he says that Lee takes good care of him with boxes, sending packages and stuff and this and that, you know. And he says he's getting ready to leave the Firebase Rust on there, and here comes his package. He said he got two boxes of cigars and a whole bunch of stuff. He said he got about 30 pounds of extra stuff, and he's got all his stuff together to leave there, and he's got all this extra stuff to carry with him. He says it didn't, the timing was off a little bit on that deal, you know, he was telling me. And well, I'll see him again before he leaves. That was a pretty good tape, Stewie taped, you know. When he gets going, he really he don't mess around. I mean, before it was just, you got anything to say to him? He says, hi. And I got about three highs since I've been here, you know, but when he got started on that one tape and the scouting and all this and that and the fort and everything, he really got going on it, you know. So tell him you did a real good job on that tape, and I sure look forward to hearing some more from him. Yeah, I'll try and work around and look around and work through this guy and see if I can get one of these watches, because they're, you know, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, or it'll be something we can trade, you know, and get, it's in supply system someplace, so I'll be able to get one, you know. And let's see here. I'm just looking through some of the stuff I've jotted down that you asked about. Oh, about the stuff that came in the other package. Yeah, everything came good, except the only thing that was goofed up was that cocktail deal that spilled. Those Vienna sausages were in there with it, and they came okay. It was just that box got kicked in a little bit in one corner, or something happened to it. And and there was three of those fruit cocktails, and only one busted. It was just right in that one corner where it got hit. And those potato chips were real good. They got here real good. Tell Stewie thanks a million for those. And the crackers were good, and they were just busted up a little bit, you know, but it was, you know, it was pretty good. And they worked good on that, with that Vienna sausage and that peanut butter. They worked good with that. And he was asking about the car, and, excuse me, no, I haven't got any antifreeze in it, and I don't think you have to put any in, because it doesn't get that cold. If it's got to be pretty cold where the fluid, you know, really expands solid to bust that steel. And I know it's never get that cold there to do it. And even if it got, if it does freeze a little bit, even, it's not going to get solid, you know, strong enough to bust the block. And in the daytime, it'll thaw out again anyhow. So as long as you're not starting it anyhow, and it's not going to hurt anything. I'll not have antifreeze in it, I don't think. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And well, he's talking about your boss and he being so tight, and he was a Norwegian or a Swede or something, and he come up and he's a Polack. And I was going to, he was trying to think of a Norwegian or a Swede. I was going to say Dane. You know, I thought he was thinking of Scandinavian countries, and he come up with a Polack. That's pretty far-fetched, you know. And you gotta, just for the heck of it, to make him feel good, you know. I saw this on this guy's desk, and it was kind of cute. He was some, his name ended in Ski or some Polack, you know. And they had a little base, about, oh, 4-inch base square. And they had, it looked like a broom handle, with a kind of rounded off at the top, you know. And it stood about 4 inches high. And it was mounted right into the middle of this little base. And then there was a hole drilled through this broom handle, and there's a padlock that went through the hole and was locked just laying against the pole. And they had on the bottom, I had pole lock, you know. You gotta get one of those old locks and get it open, you know, and drill a hole through a broom handle and then stick it through there and mount it to a stand, you know, on the bottom of the stand, put pole lock, you know, give it to him. And it's something like those Scottish cufflinks, you know. Give it to him for Christmas or something and put it on his desk. Yeah, you went on to say that JB listens to the tapes, huh? I didn't think he would listen to them at all or recognize the voice or anything, because I figure it's just like on TV and where voices and sounds and dogs and everything like that, you know, he doesn't pay any attention to. And I figure that the range and frequency and all this has something to do with his hearing when you're just talking straight to him, or when it's coming over a tape would be, you know, way different. Different frequencies and all that, whatever it is in their ears. And I didn't think that he'd be able to, you know, distinguish my voice. And maybe he just thinks that when you get these tapes out, then he doesn't get any attention, and that's why he's kind of down in the dumps. He comes around the corner, and, well, I guess I won't be able to play with her or nothing else. She's going to listen to those stupid tapes or that stupid machine or something, you know. And maybe that's why he's kind of, I don't think he can understand me or, you know, distinguish my voice. Maybe he can. And, well, on that last tape, I was calling him, you know. I said, here, JB, come on. And see if he perks his ears up when I say that to him. And then you'll know if he really does understand, you know, or really does know it's my voice or not. And let's see. I'm kind of skipping around here, but I'm just kind of jotted stuff down. And, yeah, that I had swimming trunks in that box in Okinawa, so whenever it gets here, I'll have swimming trunks. And I'm going to get up here from Squadron Special Services, and they only got charged light or large. And so I'm going to get a small jock strap and a size large trunks. And so at least it'll be something, you know. It's more than I got now, so what the world. And about Monkey's car, Jim ought to be able to diagnose that and get that thing fixed. So why don't you call him and tell him to come on over, have a beer, and make a tape and send to me and take and diagnose the car and see what's wrong with it. And then send me a tape and tell me what he wants for it, and I'll tell him, you know, I'll pay for it. And tell him to, he's got a chance to pick some extra jing, and I know it won't take him that long to fix it, and he can get it spare parts where he works cheap and all this and that. And so I get Bunky back, get her car back working again, you know. And so give him a call and tell him to come on over and take a look at the car that I said so, and then make me a tape, and I'll tape a tape back to him, and he can come over and listen to that and get the car fixed and get it running again. Kind of, you know, bad just to have a car sitting around and get a lot of money tied up in that thing, and the longer it sits, the worse shape it gets in. The other seals and this and that dry out, and that's what's wrong with that rear end. Imagine just a seal dried out from sitting so long, and it started leaking oil. And, you know, your rear end, you know, it's got oil seals there that when they get hard and dried out from, you know, like up above, if the oil's sitting in the bottom all the time and the upper ones is just sitting, don't get lubricated and keep them soft, well, they'll get hard and crack, and then you got to replace the whole thing, and that's what's hard on a car when it sits around. Or anything like an airplane or anything, the longer it sits, the more problems you got with it. Well, I kind of covered everything you know on this side. I scratched down here that I was going to mention to you or answer questions that you had. And so I always let the tape run a little longer. And I think maybe I've started out and started with the date and then come in before the tape starts itself. You know, I started when the wheels start turning. That's probably why the date didn't get on there, because I've been, you know, been starting off with the date that I'm taping it. And the mail, it does run funny streaks. Like I got your package today with that bug thing in it and all that, and it only took 4 days. You mailed on the first of today's, well, the sixth, 5 days. But we're a day ahead of you, so it's actually 4 days. And then some other stuff was taking a week, you know. Well, the other package took about 7-8 days. And some of the tapes took longer, and then sometimes they come fast. So I know this. One guy wrote Governor Reagan the other night, and so last night, this is last week he wrote Governor Reagan, complained about the mail. Last night he wrote his senator, so he's really mad about this mail situation, because his wife, he says, right?
Rewind and tape, or no, not tape, but loop. Coming through.
typing it and just take a pin and put up in the corner three. And that's what I did on these other ones. And, so I think I'll send you some this lamination paper. This guy's got a roll of it here. And I'll send to you, and then you can kind of laminate these.